And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. Just give us a call. We'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
My name is Mark Fendel, and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
And Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs Medicinal Herb Farm here in beautiful Vashon Island. Just off of Seattle, Washington, in West Seattle. And today we are talking about all things plant medicine, and we are focusing on a very interesting plant that has so much folklore attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited to find out what you know about the elder plant, and specifically, we're talking about Sambucus nigra, which is the black elder, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
and not the blue or the red. This is the old school European version that we're talking about, that I know that you grow,
mm-hmm.
and the elder mother. This is an amazing plant that has just so much to talk about, from the flowers to the leaves to the berries and all of its medicinal use. So mm-hmm. Where do you think we should start, Jane?
Well, we could start with the flowers because they're blooming right now and smelling so amazing. I would say intoxicating. In a similar way that the valerian has just a whiff that you're like, oh, what is that, when you walk by. As it dries, they get a little more musky,
mm-hmm.
or something. Not as fragrant, not as some of the high notes of the essential oils move out, but the ones I have have pink flowers, and so those I have one plant. It was the very first plant I put on Sister Sage Herb Farm, mostly because I read that every part of the plant was useful or could be used medicinally. So I thought that would be really cool, and also just honor your elders, as you, since I really knew pretty much nothing.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere.
Yep. So I kind of went around and decided what to plant, and I was on Vashon. I think I brought over about maybe 9 or 12 plants, lavender plants, and some catnip, and just a couple of other plants that survived me not knowing really what I was doing, but starting plants, and probably some yarrow and things, and two grape vines. And I was over there at this little store that I still go to, and I got there, and it had already been closed, but being Vashon, it's the kind of place you look around and you can see the plant you want, and so they have a little box, and it says honor system, and just, you know, I think I put a check in there, in the little box, and,
nice.
You know. Cash check, that's my receipt for my first elder plant. And put that in there. It's just been really gorgeous. It's gone from being very prolific some years to well, the grape plants did really well. So 1 year the grapes kind of took over because the elder had grown really big the year before. And they kind of smothered it out. So I kind of forgot about it over there and had to be like, whoa, let me dig it out, and not dig it out, but cut the grapes out from around it. And sort of saved it, and it's back full on. So I love it. It's just beautiful. And I don't really make elderberry wine myself, but I have infused some, and I can't wait to try that. I'll have pictures up on the somewhere. But so you use the flowers for like a fever, and then you use the leaves, I guess, also are more of like, I don't know about the leaves, but I think it's like a purgatory or something. Purgatory? A purging. Is that right? I don't know. Okay, can we go back to the disclaimer, Mark? What are you talking about?
We are not doctors. We are not lawyers. We are not...
programmers.
We're not programmers or...
podiatrists.
No. Or orthopedists. So there. That's my disclaimer.
And we did have a glass of wine before this. Disclaimer.
Well, that's a plant, you know. It's mm-hmm. like the grapes. Grape. Yeah.
I know. It's all things plants.
Right. Keeping it real.
okay. So
that said, you know, we're plant people. We like talking about plants and yeah. back to elder. So,
I don't use the leaves or the bark or any of that. I just, and not very often do I pick the flowers, but the plant was kind of branching over into the pathway. So I figured I would cut it. And then there were a couple other floppy ones. And if I cut them back, then it will grow taller and it will get more light because my tea shack is kind of shading it. So that was sort of a way to use what I clipped. And now I have them, as you saw, in our windowsill trying to root the clippings, the bottoms of what I clipped.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully... I had pretty good luck last week with that. And then I like to make a syrup or a vinegar or anything out of the berries in the fall. A tincture is delicious.
Mm.
And a lot of people make that. For, a lot of people make it for like a sore throat for kids especially because they don't mind taking a really sweet berry thing. It's going to be good for them. But I have, since I only have the one plant, it's, you know, it's really kind of the birds live at the farm and I just visit there. So it's kind of their plant, usually. There's not that many berries at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really, just for personal use, we've done some things with it. But the other thing I do know about, the berries is that you don't really want to just munch on them because the seeds have cyanide in them. So, and actually so do cherries, but you know, you're not munching on cherry so much. And when you break that cell, the cyanide comes out. So if you were to munch on the seed and then swallow it, it would be coming out while you were digesting it. Not so good. And the smaller you are, the worse that is. But if you cook it, it's not a big deal. And if you don't crush it, so you don't want to like put it in the Cuisinart, you know. Sorry, that's not a an advertisement. But anyway, you don't want to chop it up. You just want to soak it in whatever you're soaking it in, like the vinegar or the vodka would be dope. What did you find about
that? I was looking in the Maud Grief book, and she was saying that the leaves were used in a preparation for an ointment.
Oh, the leaves?
Yeah, for bruises and sprains.
Mm-hmm. Skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And washes.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Says in your ethnobotany book that we've been referencing.
Mm-hmm.
And that
it's like a big book. Like the whole spine is like. I wish that that book was like 400 years old.
Well, no, it seems.
But it's not. It's like brand new.
Anyway, he references the Cherokee use, anti-rheumatic, internally used, infusion of berry used for rheumatism, and then the burn, this is a salve used for burns, and I don't know what cathartic is. But it is used as a cathartic.
Mm.
Dermatological aid, salve, skin eruptions and infusion taken as a tonic for boils. So, sweat out a fever, so probably pulls. Yeah, I guess that was one thing. Heated can be one way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sweat and then cool. Cold, it would maybe
right.
Stop.
So you could make an infusion with the flower, you know, the flower tops.
The hot one.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that you can make a tincture.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make a cream, you know, some kind of salve.
Nice. Yeah. And then there were some
with
uses.
The flowers.
Yes, all with the flowers.
Right.
And the salve, you could use the leaf for that.
Right.
Although it did say in one of these books that the leaf smells stronger. Like, it is a little funky. It's not like, you know, it's not like valerian funk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, I think if you like it, you like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, it might turn you off to it. Especially as putting it as a balm on you, you know, because you're going to have that residue smell.
I
liked it myself, yeah. But dried, I should have left some undried so that you could smell it. Mm. It just has a distinct, different smell, stronger smell.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, anything else that you found?
Well, in this book, this was kind of interesting. I thought this is the Natural Health Encyclopedia of Herbal Medicine.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Chevalier.
Yeah.
Looks like.
Chevalier or Chevalier.
A lot of letters after it.
Yeah, FNIMH. I don't even know what that is. It
FN... something. Mother herbalist. Sorry. You have all those letters.
Somebody just got
you.
Really offended.
Sorry.
There's going to be like an eruption of herbalists on Reddit in the next hour. Okay, so that is the book that I'm looking at. But so we were just talking about this research, an Israeli research published in 1995, people who developed flu were given either a placebo or an elderberry extract. And of those taking the extract, 90% recovered in 2 to 3 days, while 90% of those taking the placebo took up to 6 days to recover.
Oh, whoa.
So that's kind of,
pretty big.
I mean, it's interesting. I don't know, like, you know, how much there is to the study, but that's what it says here. And
that
then,
sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it does sound interesting, you know, worth, maybe looking into further, but Also, you know, it just talks more about like traditional and current uses, and the Mod Grief book just goes on and on and on about different ways to use this plant, from the flowers to the berries, and all kinds of different, you know, wines and jellies and jams and all, you know, just all kinds of different interesting things.
Well, is she the one
here
who says that the Pied Piper probably used that?
Yeah.
Is she the one that says that?
There was something.
And then somewhere else, it's because the, okay, so the elderberry, the stalks go up tall, and then sometimes those will die all the way back, and then the other stalks will come somewhere else, just come right, like a bush instead of, you know, like a big giant from the ground. Sometimes it'll overwinter and come from that stalk. Mm-hmm. But those old ones, if you don't, you know, if you're not harvesting them, if they were wild, you know, if it were to just keep going to seed and the birds planting more of them, there would be more of them. And if no one were harvesting them, there could be all these tall stalks with holes in them. So they're like upright flutes, you know. So if it was windy, they might make sounds. Mm. So that could be part of the, you know, spooky, witchy folklore of the ghost, you know, of the kind of spooky plant. The underworld. It supposedly guards the underworld.
Yeah, you're not like you're not like supposed to sleep next to an elderberry tree.
Really?
Yeah, you're not supposed to sleep under one.
Well, I didn't sleep under it, but next to it. It's where the tea shack lives.
How'd that go for you?
Yeah, it was fine.
All right.
It was a little windy, but I think it felt fine.
This book has other things too, like elderberry chutney and other interesting recipes. Elderberry ketchup.
Does the chutney have does the chutney have vinegar and then other things?
Can ginger and cayenne and mustard, looks like. Vinegar.
In the fresh berries?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
So they didn't know
stock,
about
wash,
this
weigh,
cyanide
and wash,
thing.
Wash the berries. Yeah.
She didn't know about the cyanide. I wouldn't recommend this. Oh, and then cook it.
Yeah.
So then it cooks it somehow. It's,
yeah.
I don't know why that changed.
Bring it to a boil and you're cooking it. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that, like, elderberry chutney on, like, smoked salmon?
Oh, that would be delicious. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yummy.
We're doing that.
we'll do another podcast in September with the berries.
Yeah, I mean, there's other recipes here too, you know, for the wines and the jams, and there's all kinds of stuff. Elder water. She talks about elder water for like 10 pages.
What?
Yeah.
What did she say?
It's like used for like washing the hands and the face for like skin and that kind of thing.
I saw in here, this is the Matthew Wood, poison ivy, poison oak.
I read that somewhere else too, actually.
Oh, John Bestier.
Whoa.
Cool.
Very interesting. I think we could talk about this plant for several more episodes because it's so...
Especially if we knew more.
Well, yeah.
But I want to do a little balm with one and see if somebody has any eczema. Anybody want to email us? Mark@sistersageherbs.com. M-A-R-C @sistersageherbs.com. If you have some eczema and you want a free sample of our elderberry leaf balm. I'm going to do it.
Do you really have that?
Not yet. But I also have some burdock, which I would add to that and see how that went. So There we go. I'm offering.
Right on, folks. Should we end it there?
Sure.
Hey, thank you so much. If you made it to the end of this podcast, you are so awesome.
Superstars.
And we are going to just keep making these podcasts because we love talking about plants and possibilities and yeah, because it's fun.
Yeah.
So, cheers, folks. Check out sistersageherbs.com. Visit us there for more, and we will catch you next time.
Yep.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.